I call this meditation the Four Cornerstone Meditation, and it is intended to allow us to witness our grief and receive from it whatever lessons, wisdom, or messages it may have for us as we try to integrate it into our life and continue to grow. To begin, I would like you to find a comfortable spot, whether you are seated or lying down, just so long as you are well supported. And I would like you to turn your attention inward, focusing on your breath. Without any need to change it, simply witnessing the way the oxygen fills your lungs and the way you are releasing it. And I just want you to feel yourself growing heavier in your body, inviting your energy, wherever it may be tied up right now, to return to your body and invite your spirit to fully inhabit your cells. And so with every inhalation, we are drawing our energy home. And with every exhalation, we are sinking deeper into our inner space, inhabiting our sacred temple. And once you find a comfortable rhythm with your breath, I would like you to draw your attention to your crown and your third eye, which is your headspace, and to imagine that inside your consciousness exists a vast expanse. Whatever that may look like for you. It could be standing on top of a mountain. It could be gazing down into a great canyon. Perhaps it's in the middle of the ocean. Or perhaps it's even outer space. Whatever vastness looks like for you, I would like you to picture it in your mind now. And for the next moment or two, allow the music to enter your awareness and explore the nuances of this vastness, of the great expanse of your consciousness. And as you explore this expanse, I want you to discover a portal. And it may look like the opening to a cave, or perhaps it's a door or a gate. Maybe it's a hole in the ground or a celestial portal. However that appears to you, I want you to see yourself coming upon this portal and stepping into it, crossing the threshold. And as you do that, you enter into a passageway. Whatever this passageway may look like. Continue traversing until you arrive at an opening, which will be your heart space. And just take a moment to witness what your heart space may look like. Noticing its subtleties, the way it feels, the way it smells. And I want you to notice in your heart space how your grief appears to you. How your pain, your longing, your yearning, the parts of you that crave, how this reveals itself to you in your heart space. And we are going to ask this aspect of you 4 questions. The first, I want you to ask your grief, what lesson is available in this? And without any efforting, simply witness how your grief responds. Maybe it's a feeling, maybe an image or a symbol emerges. Perhaps your gift answers by handing you a gift or an object. Perhaps words float into your mind, or a memory. Whatever it is, know that it is being granted in exactly the way it should be. And I want you to receive this information and somehow store it on your person, in a pocket or in a bag, maybe folded in a book. However you envision that, you're going to receive this wisdom and carry it on your person. And now we will ask the second question. How might I grow from this experience? And again, without any efforting, simply witness how your grief responds. Receive whatever unfolds in whatever way it unfolds. And know that whether or not your mind can comprehend the meaning, your soul does. Now I want you to place this wisdom and again, store it on your person, in a pocket or maybe a bag. And we are going to ask the third question. How might I benefit from growth in this area? And just allow, however that wisdom is offered, to emerge without any efforting. See it in your mind's eye and accept it, again, storing it on your person. And we will ask the fourth and final question. What would be the greater purpose in the context of my life? And just witness how your grief responds, what sensations you may feel in your body, what memories might float into your mind, what images or symbols or objects might emerge. Take note of it. Accept and receive this wisdom. And again, place it on your person. And before we leave the heart space, there's one more thing we need to find. And so I want you to look around, walk around, until you see a firelight. And it may be a small flame like a candle, or it may be a large flame like a bonfire. Perhaps it is a glowing orb. Perhaps it's like stars twinkling in the sky. Whatever it looks like, however it may present itself to you, you will have a firelight in your heart space, the source of your life force, of your divine being, that which animates your body, your presence, your spirit. And once you find this firelight, I want you to pick that up and take it with you. Allow its energy to nourish you and to remind you of your divine connection to all that is. And we are going to find our way back to that passageway from whence we came. We are going to enter that passageway and return to the entrance, to the threshold. And I would like you to once again cross the threshold, returning to that vast space. That eternal landscape of your consciousness, of your awareness. And just note if anything has changed. Just witness if maybe you feel different in your body. or the images that you see have been altered in any way. And note if they haven't. Now we are going to take a few more breaths, drawing our attention back to the present moment. Absorbing the wisdom and the energy that we have just collected. Allowing for any meaning to sink into our spirit and our body without any efforting on the part of the ego to make sense of what is already perfect in the offering. Against the mat or in your seat. Allow your consciousness to come back to the present moment. Maybe wiggle your fingers and your toes. Perhaps shift side to side. And when you feel like you have come to a place of completion with that practice, you may open your eyes and come back to the room.